So the best known example of someone going to work for the United Arab Emirates was actually Marine General Jim Mattis, who's our former Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
I, James Norman Mattis, do solemnly swear.
I, James Norman Mattis, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And we found out that he applied twice for foreign government employment with the United Arab Emirates. And, you know, that he had served as the head of all U.S. military operations in the Middle East, so he was very well acquainted with the Emirati leadership. We asked General Mattis, you know, how much did they pay you for this? He said he did this as on an unpaid basis, but it's a little strange that you would have such a high-ranking retired general work as a military advisor for a foreign government. And what's different in Mattis's case is that after he was working as an advisor for the United Arab Emirates, he comes back into U.S. government service as the Secretary of Defense. He becomes President Trump's first Secretary of Defense. And this was something that never really was made public at the time, that Mattis had served as a military advisor. Again, he says unpaid, but still this was a role he held for a foreign government. And then he comes back and he's in charge of our armed forces. So this was a twist and turn that we hadn't really expected, mm-hmm. but sort of opened our eyes to the extent this is going on overseas.
Well, can you tell me a little bit, like, what are the implications exactly of having, you know, high-ranking military officials working for foreign governments, and then in Mattis's case, coming back to work for the U.S. government? You know, what are the broad concerns of having people participate in this revolving door?
So the United Arab Emirates, even though it's a very small country with only about 1 million of its own citizens, over the last 10 or 15 years, it's built up a pretty strong military force. It's probably the best equipped and most capable army in the Middle East of all the Arab countries, save for Israel, of course. So this is a country that's built up its military with an awful lot of American help, both at the strategic advice level, but also at the grunt level. You know, we have hundreds of people there working as contractors. And the way that's possibly problematic is the Emiratis have gone from just trying to defend their own territory to they become more aggressive